It seems to have grown quite dark.
Filch, bring more light, but not too much.
Very good, sir.
Oh, dear, dear, Mr. Green. You've grown quite pale. Did not our last story amuse you?
Amuse? I'm not one that finds amusement in cruelty. I must take my leave of you, gentlemen. It has become quite late.
Too late, indeed, Mr. Green.
You must stay as a guest of the Mausoleum Club.
No. I can get a cab.
Gum, Mr. Green. But 2 hours past, you were most anxious to be a member.
Yeah, well, I was mistaken. I'm a member of enough clubs, thank you very much.
As you wish, Mr. Green. But remaining yet to hear one more tale would not cost you dear, would it?
No. Well, I suppose not. I mean, well, very well. One more. Then I must leave.
Excellent. Dr. Sen, you have been waiting patiently.
Thank you.
What?
Oh, do not look so surprised, Mr. Green. Though in my own country I may be excluded from your clubs, the Mausoleum is most welcoming to such as I. But my story. Imagine, if you will, the bazaar in Calcutta. It's the hot season, and the oppressiveness of the heat is redoubled by all manner of unpleasantness. The stench, the teeming flies, and the two non-commissioned officers of the Wessex Fusiliers.
Oi, Mustafa, over here.
What?
Come and earn some money. Plenty bakshi.
Forgive me, gentlemen. I'm otherwise engaged.
Like bloody hell. And it's sob to you. It's time you did some work for a change. Jaldi!
Ah, it was a chance encounter, but of the kind that alters destinies and shortens lives.
Tales from the Mausoleum Club, written by Ian Brown and James Hendry. Starring Roshan Seth, Michael Robbins, Oliver Cotton, Stephen Fry, Royce Mills, Sam Daster, and Michael Ripper. Episode 5, Soldiers 3, India Nil.
Now, you listen to me, Alec.
Yes? What do you want?
Me and Stormy here, mighty big soldier bollers.
Oh, how very interesting. Now, if you'll excuse...
Do you savvy?
Yes, but only just.
You baggage waller. Tonight we give you plenty rupees. Yes?
Yeah, but I'm awfully sorry.
What's the matter? Don't you understand English?
Yes, of course I do. I'm professor of native languages at the University of Calcutta.
What's he saying, Stone?
I hold the chair.
That's the idea. You hold the chair, and we'll pile the packages on top.
There we are. Now then, three bottles of Ganty's water, Taj Mahal peppermill, Sturdy's gentleman's requisites.
Tiger skin muffler for my jazz back home.
Wait a minute. Here's my lucky elephant's foot.
That's better. Now, let's find a drink.
Bag of water, Jowdy. Jody!
It appears that the rogues I had fallen in with were just finishing their tour of duty and were intent on frittering away their wages on all manner of souvenir, the bulkier the better. They were, of course, completely without prejudice. In their eyes, all Indians were equal. So, in their need of a beast of burden, the lot, as you might say, had fallen on me.
Oi, wait up there, Stormy.
Come on, Tig. The bar's just round the corner.
Here, look at this queer shop.
I'm hot and thirsty.
I am Jacob. Curios and oddities.
What do you want to go in there for?
Well, I don't know. Seems like a good idea.
Oh, come on, or I'll drag you by the collions.
No, just 5 minutes.
Oh, gentlemen.
All right. 5 minutes, then it's off to the Green Monkey for a whiskey pig load.
Gentlemen, I haven't the time to assist you further.
Come on, in we go, Stormy. Yeah.
Gentlemen!
Oh, what a load of old rubbish.
Do you need help, sirs?
Did we ask for it?
Sit down and keep quiet.
I assure you, sirs, everything you see is genuine pucker.
Genuine? They got hundreds of these pots in the British Museum.
Gentlemen,
Dr. Sen, it has been too long.
Not as long as my arms, Mr. Jacob.
Oh, leave those things on the counter.
Oh. Oi, Ali Baba, who said you could do that?
Here, Tiger. Look at this!
That is a porcelain Buddha from the temple of Charnachat. It is very... It was one of the sole remaining pair.
Well, at least you got another one. You're that tiger.
You what?
I said.
I heard what you said. I was looking at this little statue. Well, it's as if it wants me to look at it. Here, Johnny, who's the girl with the big boobies?
No, that is a figurine of Kali, the goddess of destruction, of whom you are obviously both acolytes.
Aye? No, we're sergeants.
Kali is the consort of Shiva, the Mahadev.
Yeah, she'd make a good wife for anybody.
How's that, Storm?
Well, she got arms enough to cuddle and cook at the same time.
I do not think you would wish to fall into the arms of Kali, gentlemen. But, Mr. Jacob, the arms are in a most unusual configuration, do you not think?
I'm told it's a quirk peculiar to the area it comes from. It makes it all the more valuable.
Valuable? It's for the bricked holes.
They are the settings for precious jewels that have since been lost.
Aye. Jewels?
Where did you say it come from?
I didn't.
Yeah. Well, maybe you should.
Whoops. Looks like they're a pair again.
I seem to remember it was sold to me by Haji, who's been travelling through Kashmir.
Go on.
And the man who sold it to him said it was forged on the Mountain of Eternal Happiness.
Where? The Mountain of Eternal Happiness.
Yeah, well, they must be happy if they got jewels this size, eh, Stormy?
But the mountain is just a legend, a story told to lull children to sleep when the wolves howl and the wind is high.
Yeah, well, his statue ain't no story, sure as eggs is eggs. How much do you want for it, matey?
It's priced at 10 rupees. I can let you have it for 5.
Get out of it. More like 2 is 1. Right, come on, Stormy. We are going on a treasure hunt.
What about our drink, Toy?
All right.
Mr. Jacob, I'm so sorry. Here's 15 rupees for the damage and 9 rupees for the statue.
Oh, there's no need for that. I'm glad to be rid of it, as I think was the Haji. But Dr. Sen, how did you get mixed up with these villains?
I'm not sure, but I begin to think that fate has allotted me a task.
Baggage, voila!
Why did I follow them? To this day, I'm not sure. Was I too lured by the Lost Mountain? Was it because if such a place existed, it needed protection from these two ruffians? Or was it because if I failed to do their bidding, they threatened to twist my lingam into a Khidmatgar's chota peg stirrer. But accompany them, I did.
Come on, Sen, the train's starting. Jody!
All right.
These Indian trains are all the same. Dirty, smelly and overcrowded.
Yes, they were built by the British.
Go on, move aside. Queen's business, very important.
Oi, mind where you're sticking that parrot. Like a zoo in here.
Yeah, that's just the passengers.
Here, hold up, Tiger. There's an empty compartment here.
Right in you come, Mustafa.
That's better. Open a window, Tiger.
Good day, gentlemen.
Yeah. I thought you said the compartment was empty.
Oh, one specky clerk ain't going to give us any trouble. Are you, sir?
Actually, I'm a writer, Lanyard Sapling. You might have heard of me.
No.
I write daily pieces for the Lahore Times.
Oh, we soldiers don't go in much for reading.
No. Soldiers? Are you soldiers?
Aye.
Oh, I say, how thrilling.
Yeah, I'm Sergeant Jack Storm, and this is my distinguished comrade-in-arms, Sergeant Tommy Tiger Atkins.
Oh, well, I'm very pleased to meet you both.
Have a swig. Yeah.
Oh, I say, hooch, rather. Oh, strong stuff. Well, I expect you need it after all your thrilling adventures, eh?
What?
Well, you know, putting down mutinies, wrestling with tigers, shooting people.
Oh, yeah, plenty of that.
Yeah, we do it all the time.
Oh, Rand, then I'll be glad of your opinion on my latest story.
Aye?
You what?
It's called The Geezer Watered Drunk Too Much. Cor blimey, exclaimed Private Authoris. Been better for him if he'd shut his mouth. He'll have his head broke in one of these days.
He's too big a liar.
Yes.
What is he saying? You'll have to translate.
Well, it's not a dialect I'm familiar with. For the next 5 hours, we were treated to a variety of Mr. Sapling's jottings, including how the giraffe got his nostrils, how the donkey got his spleen, and how the leopard got his moo. This last, he admitted, needed some further work.
And that, my best beloved, is why the monkey can't sit down. There. What did you think of that? I say, you fellows, where are you bound, exactly? I said, where are you off to?
Oh, blimey. He's talking English at last.
We're on our way north to Kashmir.
Don't tell him.
Oh, nah, he's all right. He's our pal. Have another swig, Sappy, me boy.
Oh, yes, rather. Down the hatch. Oh, dear. Ooh. That is the stuff, isn't it, eh, boys? Still, what are you going to Kashmir for? Hunting for treasure, I expect.
No.
Yeah, we're looking for a mountain.
Oh, well, there's plenty to choose from.
No, this one's special.
Storm.
It's called the Mountain of Internal Happiness.
Oh, eternal happiness. Yes, I've heard of it. How gripping. Now, where's my jotter?
You wouldn't by any chance happen to know where it is, would you, sir?
Oh, golly, no. But it's certainly beyond Srinagar and probably beyond Leh.
Where?
Leh. You'll have to change at Rawalpindi and take the mountain railway. But don't worry. Just to make sure you don't go wrong, I'll come too.
Storm. You great pig scraper.
Shut up, we might need him.
Well, there's quite a long way to go yet, but I'm afraid I've completely run out of stories.
Oh, dear, what a pity.
So instead, I'll read you some of my poems.
Yow. Now do you see why the compartment was empty?
There's a village on a mountain where the streets are paved with gold, up in the hills of Kashmir, where it's very, very cold. It's not an easy journey. You must travel there by foot. But once you've found this mountain, you can fill your bags with loot. Well, I know it doesn't rhyme. I'm still working.
Day after sweltering day, we journeyed on. Allahabad, Kanpur, Agra, through scenery as monotonous as Mr. Sapling's meter. Then, just as we were pulling out of Delhi, the tedium was briefly relieved.
Blimey! A riot!
Oh, gosh, how dangerous!
Break out the pistols!
I say, Sen?
Yes, Mr. Sapling?
Is there room in that luggage rack for me, too?
Yes, come on up!
And is there room for my jotter?
A couple of days and three riots later, we were 300 miles away, rising into the Shivalik Hills, where all was peace and quiet.
I say, this makes a change from all that shooting in Delhi, what? Ooh, golly, another riot! I'm running out of paper!
It's not a riot, Mr. Sapling, they are rebel tribesmen!
Blimey! They catch us, I wouldn't give 2 annas for our danglers.
2 annas for our danglers.
Stop scribbling, you mad munching. Get out the back.
And then Storm said, "Get out the back."
We followed Mr. Sapling's receding form. The tribesmen were searching the train for British, so we took refuge in the scant undergrowth, hopeful of remaining undiscovered.
I can't be sure we're here. Keep your heads down, they'll soon give up.
Lads, all this excitement...
Shh.
All this excitement has awoken my muse.
I
have a new poem.
Shh.
Bang, 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 went the rifle's roar. Bang, 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 in the hills above Lahore.
Bloody hell!
I heard a noise from over there. Follow me.
Shut your trap, Sapling.
What?
Quiet, quiet, quiet.
Oh, I say that's really rather good. Quiet, 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 Tommy Atkins cried. Quiet, 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 on the day we nearly...
Aha, what have we here? A little British monkeys. Seize them, Dilip.
San, you speak the lingo. You better talk us out of this.
Well, I shall try. Excuse me, gentlemen.
Ah, Dr. Sen. I'm sorry, I didn't see you there. We did enjoy your latest paper on the labiodental fricative in the Kush dialects.
What's he saying, Sen?
How did you get mixed up with this rubbish?
Oh, it's a long story. They're stupid, but on the whole... harmless.
Ah, well, Doctor, any friend of yours is a friend...
Now, you stand aside. Sen, I'll handle this. I understand these people. Now, you listen me. Yes? We very powerful wizards from across the water. Queen Victoria, big white lady.
Oh, no.
Now, you see this? Big magic. We call it Tindy Box. See? We make white man's red flower.
Uh-huh. Why does he think we want to see his cigarette lighter?
And this, now, hold it to ear. Ticky-tock, ticky-tock. Now, you let wizards go, and you keepy ticky-tock. Savvy?
I wonder if he has any glass beads. Dilip.
Yeah.
The snake pit.
You know, lads, I think we're going to be all right.
Sapling, you stupid devil! What did you have to poke your oar in for?
Well, if you ask me, it's just as well that I did. Once your little runner started talking native, you can be sure he was about to betray us. And look where we've landed.
20 feet down and surrounded by snakes.
Next time I'll catch Sin, I'll give him such an horse whipping.
What do you mean, next time? Ah, one of those bit me boot.
Yes, that was a crate. It's quite strange to see them so far north. Ah, and you see the big fellow over there? Now, he's obviously the king snake. Oh, look, he's coming to talk to us. Hello, Carr.
It's a bloody cobra. The most poisonous snake in the book.
Oh, yes, that reminds me. Did I ever tell you how the snake got his venom?
One just landed on me.
Oh, yes, now, you see, that must be the flying snake. Fascinating.
It is. There's more from above. Gentlemen, climb up quickly.
Sen, you rat. We got enough snakes down here without you chucking them at us.
It's a rope, you fool. Hurry up and climb in.
What? Won't get up there.
Don't forget me.
Oh, as if we would, Mr. Sapling. As if we would.
There we are. White man's red flower.
Oh, we haven't eaten since breakfast. I'm starving.
Ah, I managed to save some leftovers from my supper with the tribesmen.
Looked after yourself, then.
Pucker chow at last. I shall miss my pipe. I don't suppose...
Of course, Mr. Sapling. My friends gave me these cheroots. Help yourself.
You're a thoughtful little fellow. I shall put you in one of my books.
That's all right, Mr. Sapling. Virtue is its own reward.
What's the matter, Ty? Not hungry?
Where's my statue?
Ah, well, they took it, didn't they?
Where is it?
What are you worrying about a rusty bit of iron for?
What's your lip stall?
Oi, you got must.
Calm down, Sergeant. I managed to rescue your beloved Kalima as well.
Give me it.
This is queer-smelling tobacco, you know.
You'll be pleased to hear that the mountain of eternal happiness is but 3 days' march from here.
What?
Yes! Not all my pickings from the tribesmen were tangible. He told me that the origin of your figurine is a village only 20 miles to the northeast of here, just beyond Ladakh.
20 miles? That's not 3 days.
Ah, but the way is not easy. There are many mountains and precipices to hinder our journey.
Yeah. But look at the holes in my collie. I mean, think of the size of them jewels.
Yeah. We'll do it. Lady,
from the road to Colwyn Bay, where the
what do we do about him?
Play.
Did I ever tell you about the animals? The animals that all have names. The animals that all have names and talk to. Did I ever tell you about that? Once deep, deep, deep. In the forest lived a big grey wolf whose name was Akela. And she had a friend called Bagheera, who was a panther. And they both wore shorts. And along with their pal Baloo, who was awfully good at knots, they went about the jungle doing good deeds, like mowing the lawn and helping elephants across the road. And one day, they went to visit Shere Khan, the tiger. And because he was so good at brewing tea, they gave him a badge. What a jamboree there was in the jungle that night.
Sadly, I am unable to relate the remainder of Lanyard Sapling's tale, as by the time he reached the second paragraph, we had, as you British put it, done a bunk.
So, chaps, what do you think of that? Chaps? Chaps? Hello? I say, I feel like 3 packets of biscuits.
Don't worry, Sergeant. You'll be fine as long as you don't look down.
Yeah. How much longer do we have to shuffle along with our backs to this cliff?
It's all right. The path is starting to broaden. Yeah. Ah, there is our guide. Follow that goat. My friends, our quest is over. The mountain of eternal happiness.
Happiness? You call these people happy? Well, look at the state of their village. Look at their clothes. They haven't got 2 annas to rub together.
But look at their faces. Have you ever seen such serenity and contentment?
Blow that. I'm telling you, you won't find any jewels here.
Use your beanstorm. I ain't going to show them off like Bourne and Hollingsworth.
Perhaps we should have gone there instead.
We were welcomed with a warmth and hospitality peculiar to the poor. I found the villagers open and unaffected by modern ills. It was a glimpse of India as it must have been before the arrival of the likes of Storm and Atkins. While these 2 adventurers slept off their latest stupor, I talked far into the night with the village pandit. And I learned many things, including the unique and ancient defense that the village had contrived against corrupting invasions, and to which now I grasped the key. The following day saw a parting of the ways.
You've decided then, Stormy?
Yeah, there's no jewels here. There never was. Ali Baba was right at the start. There's no wives' tale. I'm off home.
You give up too easy, Storm. I mean, people don't give you their dosh the day after you meet them.
You stay till they do, Atkins, and you've got a long wait. Me, I've got a girl in Blighty to get back to.
All right. Go on then. Back to your Dorset milkmaid.
I will. And you can go to hell. Goodbye, Atkins.
Yeah. You'll see. I'll be covered in riches. Yeah.
So... Now we are 2, Sergeant Atkins.
Yeah. And you know something, don't you, eh? You've been very thick with that head, Johnny. Where are they hiding my treasure?
All in good time, Sergeant. Come with me and bring your statue.
Where did you say this temple was? I'm fair whacked.
Just here, behind the rock.
Temple? It's just an hole in the ground. If you trick me, Sin.
Well, let us enter and find out. Now, Mr. Sapling's lighter.
Cool. Here, it's full of dirty carvings. I hope I don't go blind.
Come on, we must go through. Here we are. The altar of Shiva.
Very nice. But where's the treasure?
Patience. Now you will see why the arms on your little statue are twisted so.
No.
It's like a key, you see. Oh. It fits into this slot here.
Yeah, I'll get it. And where there's a key, there must be a door.
So, unite Shiva the creator with Kali the destroyer.
Oh, no, you stand aside. Oh. Yeah. You're not going to cheat me now. Here. Nothing's happening. Sen? Sen, where are you?
Back here. I don't wish to cheat you of your moment of glory. Try turning it.
Sen? Sen, it's opening. It's opening at last.
I watch Sergeant Atkins disappear under a glittering avalanche of sapphires, diamonds, emeralds, rubies, gold, pearls, all manner of precious stones and metals. So, the avaricious sergeant had achieved his most ardent wish. He had covered himself in riches and had indeed found the place of eternal happiness. Safe once again from corruption and greed, the villagers restored the treasure to its hiding place. And before I left, led me to a shrine where they replaced the figurine of Kali. And can you guess the inscription above the idol?
Something like, the love of money is the root of all evil.
No! It said, price, 10 rupees.
Tales from the Mausoleum Club, Episode 5, Soldiers 3, Indian Nil, was written by Ian Brown.